Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there are so many things in your business that are important, and there are so many critical things in your business that are important. Customers, employees, the products that you sell, the services that you give, the customer service. But one of the things that are extremely important, because there will be no business without it, is the prospect. And how do you get the prospect? Well, from time to time, you get the prospect by referral. But the prospects usually come because of your marketing. Now, your marketing can be done in different ways. There's just not one way. Maybe you are cold calling. It's a form of marketing. Maybe you're using social media. Maybe you're using advertising. Maybe you're going to trade shows. Whatever the case happens to be, you have to know how you are doing it. Have you sat down and made a list of all the different ways that you get business? And have you sat down and made a list of the different ways that you market to that segment of the business to get that business? Do you know what it really costs you to get a lead? If you're using social media, what does it cost you to get a lead? If you're using cold calling, what does it cost you to get a lead? If you're going to trade shows, what does it cost to get a lead? Now, we're not just talking about a piece of paper with a name on it. We're talking about a lead that's closable, something that's relevant to your business. And in each of those segments that you market, how many leads does it take to get a deal, a sale? You need to know your numbers, because if you don't know your numbers, you don't know if you're spending the right amount of money on that particular type of marketing. Money is energy. That's what it is. Whether it's in your bank account, whether you write a check, whether it's paper money, whether it's coin, whatever it is, it's energy that's pent up and built up in that particular instrument. And what you're doing is you are exchanging that particular money or energy for someone else's energy who did work for you to create business, which creates more money, which creates more energy. But if we're spending it in the right place, if we're doing the right things, then we will grow the business and we will be profitable. But first, we need to know where we should be spending the money and where we should not be spending the money. And to do that, we need to do some tracking. We need to find out where our prospects are coming from, what's most effective, what's not effective. And, of course, keep in mind, it changes all the time. So we can't just say, I've done a study and I know what's effective right now for my marketing. This month it might change. You eliminate the marketing that's not working and you take that money and put it on the marketing that is working, and then you create other channels of creating prospects with the money. You can't just sit on one thing. You have to have several ways of getting business, and you have to decide, how much does it really cost to get a lead? If you know what it costs to get a prospect, a lead, then you know how much money you actually have to spend to get the results that you want. How many prospects to get a sale? How many sales to create the volume that we need to make a profit? How much money does that take? Work a formula to yourself for yourself, so that you know exactly what you need to do. Don't just leave it to chance. If you leave it to chance, you're going to find it might be hit and miss. And we can't afford to have that happen, because payroll has to be met every single week. Mortgages on buildings have to be met. Equipment has to be paid for. Vehicles have to be paid for. And that all comes from the prospect. And that's where your profit comes from. So know where you should spend your money. Eliminate where you should not spend it. do a study and intensely look at it all of the time so that you are looking at the changing marketplace and you're right on top of it and you don't get surprised because a year went by and you really didn't understand what needed to be done and there's not the correct amount of prospects to give you what you need. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.